This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
Saluting you, our veterans, and all the veterans listening to this program right now, an extra special salute on this proud Veterans Day edition of what we hope is your favorite sports talk radio program, Idaho Sports Talk, with Prater and the Ball Game. I know I had a sibling that served. Prater, you did not. JP, you have, what, you're one of 16 kids in your family? I mean, I guess four or five of them served.
None of my immediate family served, but I have a great-great-great-grandfather that goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War, John Grigsby, Soldier John Grigsby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's cool. You kept track of that, and you can track all that way back. But we're going to have some fun this hour. We'll open up our Fat Guys First Deli hotline for you, 208-424-9300. Text that same number. I'll throw this out there because we are looking, if there's any veterans right now that are listening to this program, we'd love it if you could take a couple seconds and text us and tell us your story, tell us where you served and how you served and whatnot. And we want to read some of those, Prater. For our feedback finale and some stuff there. So, yeah, text on in and get that going. Prater, there's going to be a lot of folks watching football in this valley about 24, 27 hours from now.
Can't wait, Ball Game. I wish we could divide our bodies up. I certainly have plenty to divide up. I could wish we could be at all three of them. Thunder Stadium and Eagle, Meridian Stadium and Meridian with their semifinal, a couple of state high school championship semifinals. JP's got some history on that. And then 34,000 plus at Albertson Stadium tomorrow night with a big football game for Boise State, which is down to its final two home games of the season. And they're going to be played in the next 8 days. Ball game. We got a lot of football. If we can get Eagle and Meridian to win their football games tomorrow, and we got Boise State next week, we got a season finale and a couple of championship. We got a couple of teams and a championship football game. Let's make it happen, ball game.
How fun would that be? You guys can text us as well. Let us know what your plans are tomorrow. We'll open up some hotlines a little bit later. We want to know what you're doing Friday night. Are you one of those, are you a mom or a dad that's watching one of those high school games, or an alum, or maybe you're going to Albertson Stadium to watch the Boise State Broncos play? So,
how do we feel about this ball game? I know that there's still the old guard out there, the old romance people, and I love you guys, and I certainly understand where you're coming from. Two state high school semifinal championship football games should not be played on the same night, or let's just say it this way. College football should not be played on the same night as two high school football state championship semifinal games. Ball game, are we past that, or are we still have a little uncomfortableness with the college football playing on a Friday, which should be prep night?
It's not a lazy boy. It's not a total comfort situation for me, Prater. If they would come out and say, okay, we're going to honor Friday night lights and not allow FBS football, or for that matter, to be played on this day, I wouldn't have a problem with it unless it's past a certain date. Like when high school football is gone, like in the month of December, I know some months like Texas play high school football till like New Year's Day. Their damn state tournament is so big. But for the most part, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I totally understand it. Schools like Boise State and, heck, other schools who play on Friday. A lot of leagues do this now. The Pac-12 has a Friday night showcase game. You know, it's just all about marketing, and it's all about, hey, who's playing when and where, and how can we get the most eyeballs, and how much money can we make if these networks are going to say, oh, our inventory? Yeah, it's pretty bare on Friday night. Why don't you play your college football game there, and we'll pay you about $1 million each. How do you think about that, or whatever the case may be? So I understand where it comes from, but
yeah, absolutely.
State, kind of a buskill.
State championship in Eagle, or a state semifinal in Eagle, a state semifinal in Meridian, a Boise State football game in Boise. JP, we think that this is unprecedented, right?
Actually, one time in the last 12 years that I could find that there were two semifinal games in the Treasure Valley. This particular year, though, 2016, all four teams in the semis were Treasure Valley teams. Mountain View played Eagle, and Capital played Rocky Mountain.
But there was no Boise State game that night.
We checked that. There was no Boise State game that night. That would be an interesting thing to go back and look at Boise State's attendance on a Friday night during the high school season to see, you know, did they take a dip or mm-hmm. what? But because it's happened a number of times. But
yeah, anytime Boise State plays on a Friday, there's a heck of a lot more people playing and watching high school football in this valley than it's going to happen tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, there's just two games, and they're two monster games. You know, on any given night in this valley, there's What, there's 45 high school football teams in this valley, roughly 45 high school football teams in this area.
Okay.
So let's say there's 22 games every Friday night somewhere in this valley. Let's say it averages out to about 1,500 people per game. That's, you know, that's, we're looking at 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people watching high school football in this valley on any given regular Friday night. Tomorrow, it'll be, you know, I think they can cram 4,000 plus into Eagles Thunder Stadium. They could probably cram 2,000 or 3,000 into Meridian Stadium. So it's going to be a good representation. I don't think Boise State's game will take a hit. Although the attendance has been so dang strong, 35, 36,000, and they have changed the rules of the attendance. They're now counting tickets sold, not butts in the seats. So there is a big, big difference there historically based on how they did it. But I don't know what they're going to announce tomorrow night, but I would suspect there's going to be 32,000 plus in there. That's, as you did at the top of the segment, ballgame, that's 40,000 plus people having to make tough decisions because they're football fans. They're going to support their high school, but I would imagine some of them would like to go to a Boise State game.
Yeah, a lot of them, like crazy Uncle Looney, who is related to one of the players on the Eagle high school team. Maybe typically crazy Uncle Looney would go to the Boise State game because he's got Boise State tickets, but maybe not tomorrow night because it is a playoff game. Let's get to our Mountain West Bank Prep Rally. Joining us on our Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, the head football coach of Eagle High School, John Hertz, hanging out with us. Coach, welcome. And I know we got a big night tomorrow all the way around. You got Highland coming in. That's a state power. Welcome to the program, and tell me what you think about Highland, your opponent, Coach.
Yeah, there's Highland, much like Coeur d'Alene, that's two top-notch programs in the state. I actually grew up in Pocatello, so I was going to be a Ram myself, so I knew all about the Rams. They've always been good. Of course, that Pokey Highland rivalry when I was a kid was a little bit bigger than what it is right now. But it was awesome being in Pocatello. High school sports was always huge, and Highland's just kind of continued being a juggernaut ever since I can remember.
Talking high school football state championship semifinals, both games right here in the Treasure Valley. Talking with John Hartz, Eagle High football coach. Let's talk about the importance of this football game and these next 2 weeks, Coach, to your school and your football program. Eagle High, for, you know, they won state championships in 2001, 2009. I know you guys got to the quarterfinals last year. You've put players in the NFL. This is a proud, proud program. How important are state championships? How important is it what you're about to accomplish over these next 2 weeks to this school and to this program in this community?
It's all our community is talking about right now. Like the Eagle community, we got our own little town here, and you know, it's becoming a big town, but this place is buzzing. They're excited for the kids. The mayor just emailed me yesterday.
Nice.
So it's been crazy. Like it's really exciting, and of course state championships mean everything to us here. So like being back in this position, we feel blessed. The kids know they've earned it, so they feel blessed, and they feel excited about getting a chance to get to the final, but it's going to be tough work.
Coach, when this season started back in September, August, July, as you were putting everything together, I'm not sure what the expectations were, but on paper you had three returning starters on offense. You had three returning starters on defense. You'd lost Ben Ford. You had lost Brett Tomasini. You had lost all kinds of all-conference players. And here you are playing for a state's championship berth. What clicked with this team? What worked? Because on paper, you probably shouldn't be here.
Yeah, everyone kept telling us that. I think that's part of what got this team here. I mean, they heard it. They've been talking about that since January, telling, you know, like we graduated everybody. We're not supposed to be good, but you know, there's a couple move-ins that helped, and then but it's mostly been the guys that were already here that just said, we're going to get this done, Coach. They really helped shape our culture. I think the culture's improved in our locker room and our weight room tremendously over this season, and just a belief in everything we're doing. And I credit the kids for it. But, you know, Ben Ford comes to our game still when he can, when BSU isn't playing that night. Brett Tomasini was just up at that Coeur d'Alene game supporting us, and Derek Tomasini. So those guys still come out, and they're embracing the culture too. So it's been awesome.
We're here with John Hartz. He's the head football coach for the Eagle Mustangs. State semifinals tomorrow night. They're hosting the Highland Rams. Coach, it's unfortunate, I think, for the whole community with Boise State playing on a Friday and that the two area high school games. I know they'll come out in Eagle. That's a very proud group. But overall, I mean, in a perfect world, wouldn't you love not to have to share this opportunity on a Friday night with Boise State?
Yeah, maybe in a perfect world, I'd agree. You know, like it just is one of those things where the Friday night lights is it's such a tradition around here, and we know we're gonna lose a few fans out there to the BSU game, and the BSU is incredible for the area, and obviously they're gonna draw a big crowd themselves. But when it came down to it, I think when the decision was made when the game would be and at what time and everything, it was the Friday night lights. I think it's what our town and what our student body wanted.
Coach, tell us a little bit about this team. I know you're busy. Let's get you back to your football team. But who are the players on this team that kind of make this click? Who are the difference makers on your roster?
Oh, wow. I could go on and on. I really got to say the team itself is where we put everything. I know that's cliche, but the team comes above all. But Gage Jones at DB has had a crazy good year. Donovan Jones at tight end is lighting it up. We had a kid move in from California, was at Chaminade there, named In Duarte, that's electric. Jack Benson's had a tremendous year at quarterback for us, another move in. So we've been blessed with good players and that have had the right attitude. I know I'm missing like tons and tons of guys here. I feel bad, but those guys kind of stick out in my mind.
Well, Coach, I know what that's going to mean to that community if you guys are going to be able to survive and advance to a state championship opportunity. I know, I think Prater and myself, we want this thing in the valley. We want Meridian versus Eagle for the state championship. And I will let you focus on the Highland Rams. Big one tomorrow night. And congratulations on the year. And let's see if we can keep it going a little further.
Yeah. Yep. I appreciate what you guys do for sports in the valley. You guys are the best, so keep up what you guys do.
Appreciate you, Coach. Are we really the best, though, Prater? Is that just one man's opinion?
Well, we're the only ones.
Okay.
We're the best and the worst.
Good point. JP, I know there's going to be a fun Friday night tomorrow, but what's going on Meridian Rigby as well?
Meridian Rigby, they shared one common opponent in the season. And that was Madison. I don't know why Meridian played Madison late in the season, but they defeated them and Rigby lost to Madison. So that's literally the only common opponent they've had throughout the year. That's the other game tomorrow night. And, of course, we had John Zamberlin from Meridian on last week. He said his team was getting a lot healthier as they went along. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, 2016, we talked about that's the last time two Treasure Valley teams played for the state title. So,
JP, what's the plan if both the local teams win this week? What's the plan for next week? Do we know yet?
Boy, we do not know that. I reached out to Ty Jones over at the Idaho High School Activities Association. It would be a neutral field. They just don't know where it will be yet. And he did tell me that there's potential that they might have to play this game on a Thursday night, just because Boise State plays a home game again next Saturday. So
the state championship game being on a Thursday?
That would not be good.
You don't think
that
so?
That would not be good. But they were looking at maybe Boise State or maybe even the College of Idaho.
So, I'd almost say play the thing on a Thursday as opposed to competing with Boise State on a Friday night.
Well, Boise State plays next week on Saturday.
Right.
It's about whether the stadium would be ready or not. Right. I want the game to be played on a Friday night. In this day and age, you can play a game on a Friday night and have it ready on a Saturday night for Boise State football. We turn stadiums and arenas around all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Friday night, as it should be, Boise State, big-time audience, big-time crowd, two local teams. Let's make it happen, guys.
I love it. Let's open up the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. What are you doing tomorrow? What do you think of this? Let's talk. We all live in this valley. We want to hear from you folks. 208-424-9300. Maybe you have a relative or a son or you're part of Eagle or Meridian. You'd like to go see the Broncos, but heck, you just can't. It's high school state playoffs. We want to know the why. Where are you going? What are your thoughts on tomorrow night? Might be to 40,000 people at the same time watching live football in this valley. That's pretty cool. We'll take those calls when we get back on Sports Radio The Ticket.